We bring in offensive coordinator for Brett Bielema's Arkansas Razorbacks and quarterback coach Jim Chaney. Jim, thanks for joining us on Overtime.
Well, thanks for having me, Trey. I sure liked it. Touchdown for Arkansas. I just heard. That sounded great.
Well, that was Matt Jones against, I believe, LSU, the famous Miracle on Markham play.
And Coach, I'm looking forward to your first play call when they get a touchdown and we get to hear the same thing.
Well, that'll be wonderful. I hope it happens a lot, Matt.
Me too.
Jim, talk about joining Brett Bielema here at Arkansas and what went into the decision.
Well, I think I've known Brett for several years, and his ability to put teams together and win football games has always intrigued me, how he's done it and how close he gets to his players. I think we live in an era where those relationships are incredibly important, and I'm looking forward to working with him in that regard. So I'm excited he gave me the opportunity to come join his staff, and I hope I can do my part to help us be successful.
Yeah, Coach, talk a little bit about your offensive philosophy and what you expect out of your players on offense.
Well, much to everybody's chagrin, I'm not a half-happy, go-crazy guy. I'm just one of those guys that never had the blessing of the great tailbacks that Arkansas had in the past. So I'm looking forward to having a lot of balance within this offense, playing physical football. Matt, I've had my times where I've ran the spread and threw it a lot. And down here in the SEC, you better have a lot of balance. So we're going to look for a ton of balance within our offense, playing physical football at all left positions on the football field.
Jim, I think when you were announced as the offensive coordinator at Arkansas, some people said, okay, he was at Tennessee. Well, offense wasn't the problem over there at Tennessee. Talk about what you've learned coaching offense and being an offensive coordinator in the SEC and how it has prepared you for what you're going to see here at Arkansas.
Well, I think over the years you learn a lot. Every year you learn more things. Sometimes you learn, hey, you fool, you made the same mistake 10 years ago. So I hope I don't continue to repeat mistakes. But this is a very physical, hard-playing conference that's very detail-oriented. The defensive structures you face week in, week out are very complex. Some of the best coaches in football are down here. So it's from a competitive standpoint, it's fun for me to be able to challenge those guys. I also know it takes a lot of time to develop talent, and takes a lot of time and growth to do those things. It took us several years to be able to have an offense that we're proud of at Tennessee, and it takes time. You got to play with some young guys and go through some growing pains to get that done. So patience is always the cure on offense, and hopefully we can get some good things going here real fast.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be able to coach to your talent, and one thing as an offensive coordinator you'll know is you got to be able to find mismatches. So when you have your quarterback, how much do you give him, and how much at the line of scrimmage will he be able to help find the mismatches, whether they be to audible or check out, or is it really call a play, maybe one audible? What do you do? What do you put on the quarterback's plate?
Well, it's up to the aptitude of the quarterback, Matt. If you remember when you came in as a freshman, trying to make sure there's 11 guys in the huddle was difficult. Then by the time you walked out of here, things seemed a little slower and a lot better for
right.
you. So the aptitude of your position dictates how much you can handle. We've had anything from them basically calling the game to no checks and letting me handle that from the sidelines. Within the system, we can account for about any type of aptitude that the quarterback position has. And we look forward to finding that out with our existing players and the guys we'll eventually bring in, just to see where we're at in that level of aptitude. Can they handle a lot? Can they handle a little? And I've always felt like the Petrinos have a great understanding of the passing game and what they do at that position at quarterback. So my expectations going in is they'll have a good amount of aptitude about what we're trying to do in a pro-style offense, and we'll be able to continue to grow and develop that.
Coach, real quick, do the quarterbacks have headsets in their helmets at the college level?
No.
Okay. I knew they did at the NFL level, and I think they turn off at like 15 seconds where the offensive coordinator can say, hey, look at the safety and all that type of stuff. Yeah, I was just wondering about that.
Yeah, and most quarterbacks in the NFL prefer that to be shut off at about 30 seconds.
Yes. Too much.
Yeah, they get the play call and they get yelled out for 15 seconds and then they go try to play. So that can be a real pain in their butts once in a while. I've often thought about that. And there's been some people advocate for that in the college level. I don't know. I think that'd be fun to have. I don't know where that's going, but I would be a proponent of looking into that, but I don't know that No one's really ever asked me my vote on that, Matt. I doubt they ever will. But we'll continue down the path we've been going on.
Coach, then you're a rookie like RG3, and you're playing against the Cowboys in a winner-take-all division championship and going on to the postseason, and your headset doesn't work for the first play.
Yeah, it didn't seem to bother him very much as the game went on.
No.
What a special player and a special human being he must be to be able to walk in there and be as cool and calm as he is and in those competitive environments. I'm really impressed with that young man.
And that's going to lead me into my next question for you. If you could build the prototype quarterback that you would like to run your offense as those that play the Xbox or NCAA football on PlayStation 3 or whatever, they can build their own quarterback, what qualities would he have? How tall would he be? What type of weight? What are you looking for in a quarterback?
Well, let's get rid of the physical dimensions because they come in all sizes. I don't really know about all that. I think I've had some good ones. I had a good one a few years ago that was not quite 6 foot, and I've had some good ones that are 6'6". I don't know necessarily if, you know, that does matter. You got to tweak things a little bit with the size of the kids and the mobility and the physical stature. But that ability to win games, the competitive spirit that these kids got to have, the ability to affect others in a positive way at the quarterback position is paramount. Can you take those other 10, and are they willing to walk into fire with you? That's the key to the drill. You know, how much do they trust you? How much do they believe in you? And how much do you believe in yourself? And it's my job to put that confidence in those young men that when they walk out on the field, that they're ready to do it, knowing full well their teammates will follow them. That, above all else, is paramount in winning football games, is that leadership quality. Now, with that said, you got to be able to throw the ball accurately down the field. And there's fundamental things that come into there. And if you said I have two quarterbacks that can throw, one's 5'8", one's 6'4", I'm going to take the 6'4" guy, obviously, because it helps you see things. So there are dimensional things that you look for. But perfect quarterback is a young man has proven to be a winner. And a guy, through talking to him, has those intangibles that lead teams to the victory.
Yeah, I agree with you. I've been on different teams, and if the players in the huddle don't believe in the quarterback, then you're in trouble right there, and that you're in a no-win situation. And when you look at your team, have you watched any film yet on or evaluated any talent that Arkansas has coming back? And do you like to run to kind of set up the pass, or do you like to pass to set up the run?
Once again, Matt, I've spent limited time. I have looked at the players, but I have not formed any opinion. I've written little two-sentence bios on these kids the way I like to do it. I like to form my own opinions on these kids. So I really, whether you set run to set up the pass or pass to set up the run, I don't know. That's a personality and identity that offenses take on themselves as you get through spring ball and through training camp. That'll remain to be seen. But I think at the end of the day, you always want to have the ability to run the ball. So if you can have some form of a run game that's physical in nature, then you set your play-action pass up. But with that said, once again, you're sitting there majority of time at third and sixth, and you've got to be able to throw the ball accurately and with a somewhat complicated passing game probably to be successful in the SEC.
Jim Chaney, new offensive coordinator at the University of Arkansas and quarterbacks coach, joins us here on Overtime. Jim, talk about what you have to recruit there at Arkansas, the academics, the facilities, and the program that Brett Bielema hopes to build.
Well, I'm looking forward to learning more about it myself. I went home back over to Knoxville with my family for Christmas and spent a lot of time just reading about the University of Arkansas while I was over there, so I'd be a little more in tune when I go into these homes here coming up and that we get out of the dead period to speak about it. The university can sell itself in a lot of ways, as Matt, you can attest to. They have a lot of good degrees over here, so I'm excited about that. What's intrigued me the most about it, the excitement's in the air. The people over here are excited about it. And Coach Bielema coming in with the track record that he has and the success he's had and his positive outlook on everything, those are the things you sell. You're going to sell your existing team. These kids are going to come on official visits and meet our players. And they've always got to be your number one sales things when it gets to recruiting as your existing team.
Yeah, one thing about Arkansas and one thing I remember is that it is the only team, it's the only game in town, and everybody, it's the Dallas Cowboys of the state. You know, everybody wants to know what's going on with the Razorbacks. And it's beautiful. You know, it can work both ways, but it's awesome. We have some great fans. Talk a little bit about how important it is to have a tight end that can win his one-on-one matchups and help the offense keep going.
Well, you have to have those. every year you're always looking for those kids that can play detached, tight end, and run routes and win an open field against linebackers. And preferably you'd love to have a tight end that can do that against a strong safety and also have the ability to move inside and be successful in an in-line situation. They're a valuable, valuable, valuable commodity that, quite honestly, they're hard to find. And when you get one, you do everything you possibly can to find ways to get him the football. We had a pretty solid kid this past year. In my past, I've had some good football players there. Looking forward to continuing that here at the university.
Coach, a couple of more questions for you before we let you go. Are you a coach that likes to coach from the field, or are you in the box on game day?
I've always been in the box. In my last game at Tennessee, I was the interim head coach, so I called plays from the sideline, and I found that intriguing to me. So it's something, it's funny you bring that up, but my wife asked me the same question, and I'm thinking about that. I think a lot of that gets back to all your guys on your staff and people you feel comfortable with and how it all plays out. How big a part do I have to have in working with the quarterbacks on a game day thing? Do I need to be able to look in their eyes and our personal relationship? There's a lot of factors that go into that. I know I feel comfortable doing it from the field now that I have done it, but I've done it a lot more from the press box. So that will remain to be seen. Coach will have a lot of input on that. But my comfort level is either one. It's probably going to be dictated on my relationship with the quarterback and our offensive staff.
You talk about the offensive staff. One guy on that staff, Sam Pittman, who you worked with at Tennessee as the offensive line coach, is also going to be a part of the staff here at Arkansas. Talk about the offensive staff that Brett Bielema is helping you with.
Well, I tell you, it was tough. I couldn't get rid of Pittman, man. He jumped my car when I was driving over here. It was hard, man. I've been trying to shake him, but I can't. No, I'm joking now, everybody. I think Sam's one of the finest line coaches around. He's a dear friend. The kids play their hinds end off for him. They're going to play hard. They're going to enjoy working for him. He's very sound. He's very productive in setting up game plans in the run game. And I couldn't be more thrilled when he decided to come join us over here. I was tickled to death with that. That means a lot when you feel comfortable with your offensive line coach. And he's hired Joel Thomas, who's another member of one of my old staffs that known Joel for a long time, developed good running backs wherever he's been. Once again, is a big relationship coach, likes to have a tight relationship with these players, which I think is the day and age we're in now is critical to be able to get into them and get to know them and know their problems before they slap you in the face. Those things are important. And George McDonald comes in here as our wide receiver coach with a very nice resume of developing players, a gentleman we've known for several years, and coach was very high on him when we got an opportunity to get him in our staff. We were excited to do so. So we're ticked to death where we're at right now. I think the room's going to be fun. They're all going to jab at me and tell me what I should be doing all the time, which I appreciate and respect. And I won't listen to a word they say, and we'll move right on.
Coach, when you have your quarterback and you're going over what you expect out of him, besides getting the team in the huddle and getting your players lined up in the right spot, where do you tell him to put his eyes first when he sees the defense for the first time on each play?
When he breaks out of the huddle, he'll be looking at the safety alignments, the back half of the coverage, and identifying coverage before he does anything else.
Coach, one more question, then we'll let you go.
Is that a trick, Matt? Was that a trick question?
That was a trick question right there. If he was supposed to look at the play clock or what?
Let me ask you one, Matt. No, we won't worry about that play clock. I just called so quick, we don't have to worry about a play clock. Because I don't even know. It's one of those I just point down the play call, and so it's pretty quickly done.
Well, you can ask Matt one, Coach, because it kind of ties into this next question. We had a tweet come in that said, ask you how you would utilize Matt Jones in your offensive scheme.
How would I utilize Matt? Well, Matt was fast. Matt could run. Matt could throw. Matt could do about anything. So I would ask Matt what he would like to do. I know one thing. He'd be throwing the ball vertically down the field, and he'd be running the ball on third medium. I think the lost art of gaining third downs with quarterback speed are so incredibly important. I remember when we had this little short quarterback at Purdue, and he came out about the same time Michael Vick did. And I'm not sure the rushing yard his senior year was a lot different than Michael Vick was when Mike came out the same year. Michael was considered the running quarterback, and this little short guy I had at Purdue wasn't. But the production with your feet are incredibly important. So I would definitely ask Matt to pick up 2 to 3 first downs every game with his feet on third down.
That was exactly that. I had Coach Lee my first 2 years and Coach Roy Wickey my last 2 years, and that was one thing. When it was third and six and any time, really, he said, look, if you look at your first couple guys, whatever your read is, and they're not open, he said, I'll never be mad if you just take off and make a commitment to it and go be aggressive as far as getting that first down, because a lot of times the quarterback is unaccounted for unless there is a spy, and you'll have a lane to pick up a first down.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I think a lot of the advent of how the quarterbacks are running the ball anymore, you're seeing a lot more of those spies. And Matt, you ran so well that you'd run right by those spies. You always made all your coaches look good. I've been stuck with some of these stiff quarterbacks that could never do that.
Hey, Drew Brees made you look pretty good.
Yeah. You know, he was horrible when I got him. No one believes that. I tell that story, but nobody believes it.
Jim, thanks so much. It's going to be fun getting to know you and interviewing you over the next couple of years, and hopefully it's a long time here at Arkansas, and hopefully a lot more wins. And this time next year, hopefully we're somewhere nice and warm thinking of talking about a bowl victory or getting ready for a bowl game.
Well, that sounds great, Trey. I appreciate it. I look forward to meeting you guys. And Matt, thanks for everything you've done at the university. And Trey, I'll be in touch with you guys.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot, Coach.
You bet.